paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Blood!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. We have a prize to give away this week, a 2016 Score Jumbo football box. The cards aren't bigger. The packs have more cards in them. And in a 10-pack box, you get between autographs and memorabilia cards, you get four hits like that out of there. So it's a fun box to open. I've seen some really nice low-numbered autographs come out of that product so far this year.
It was almost open last night, but I restrained myself. You know, I'm just staring at the box, and I see your little note there, don't open.
Yeah, with a sad face, knowing that you're thinking, I want to open this box. Yeah. Your brother was...
Has Vince ever delivered a half-opened box or anything?
Not to my knowledge yet, Bill.
Yeah. Right. Just the wrappers. That's going to be sometime. Well, then we're also the Huggins and Scott May auction. The bidding is going on right now. Bidding ends May 19th. We're going to talk about some of the items that are up for auction and where they currently are, but that these prices can change quite a bit. As a matter of fact, last night, Bill, I was looking at some of these prices, and I wrote some down. I never know how much time I'm going to have in the morning, and I checked out this John D. Rockefeller signed check from 1884 and made out at the time in the amount of $130,000.
Wow.
In 1884. It was $1,900 last night. Bill Huggins made money while he slept. It went up to $2,500 this morning. So, now, here's something for you guys. Okay, Eric, you can make a guess on this if you want also. If his check was $130,000 in 1884, roughly what would that be the equivalent to in money value in today's dollars?
Hmm.
Anybody want to venture a guess?
I'll say $1.5 million.
Okay. Eric?
I was gonna say north of $2 million.
Okay.
So $2 million.
Bill, you want?
I'll take the over of both of them.
Okay. 501, Bob. 501.
Yeah. Okay. $3,170,000.
Wow.
$3,170,000. That would be like right now. Rockefeller said, "I think I'll write this guy a check for $3,170,000." Now, the $1,900 bid last night. I figured this out, and then when it went up to $2,500, I had to figure this out again this morning. $1,900 now in 1884, what would that be like bidding in 1884? $1,900 now.
$100.
Pretty close, $77.90.
Wow. Wow.
So when it went up to $2,500, I think that cracked the $100 mark in 1884.
Man.
See, this is what I'm doing, you know, on a Saturday night, Sunday morning. I'm like, well, what? But I'm also getting tweets from people. Last night, this is really interesting. I don't know if this is legit or not, but Adam tweets me a picture. T-Crown Tom, my mom found this dime in her mom's old jewelry box, and we were wondering what the value of it is. It's an 1894 dime. I mean, it clearly has 1894 on the front. And then he sent a picture of the back of it, but he said his mom had taken the picture and it's all blurry. Well, the key to that coin is that the if it's a real 1894 dime with the S on the back, that's a San Francisco mint. And they supposedly only made like 24 of these, right, Bill? I don't know if you're familiar with this story, but he sends then a picture later, and there's an S on the back. I mean, it, clearly, whether this is really his or not, I don't know. Whether it's real or not, I don't know. But I tweeted myself, I did a YouTube video of a guy kind of explaining the background of this 1894 S. Barber dime, and this guy had paid over $1 million for one of these in 2013, and I think at the time was asking like $2.5 million.
Wow.
So, Adam, Bill Huggins, do you have your private jet getting going now? If Adam, that would have to be obviously authenticated by somebody like, what is it, PCGS or something, I think, that authenticates coins, but Bill, how would that be for a Huggins and Scott auction item if that was a legitimate coin? Huh?
Yeah, boy, that gets the cha-ching, you know.
Yeah, it really does, that's for sure. Yeah, that gets a couple million cha-chings.
Yes.
So, Adam, if you really have that coin, if it's really legitimate, stop and see good old Tom at T Crown Tom at Triple Crown in Naperville anytime during the week, and we'll get that into get it authenticated, get it into a Huggins and Scott auction, and just watch the money roll in after that. I hope it's
maybe he'll spend it with you on a pack of cards.
There you go.
Yeah, right. One of the customers said, I've been spending so much lately, you could have a wing named after me. We legitimately would have a wing after Adam, I think, at T Crown on that one. So that'll be interesting to see if it's legit. I think he's a listener. We may never hear from him again, but we might. If it's legit, I'd love to see what happens with it.
Well, that would be fantastic for him.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? Now, and it was just one of those things where it was sitting in. Now, supposedly from the things that I've read about it and looked up on the videos and things, they made like 24 of these, and there's only 9 or 10 that have actually been sold or that they know of. So they think there could be 10, 12, whatever, still out there that somebody might have them. I saw a video when I was doing research on it on a Pawn Stars episode where somebody was digging in the garden and supposedly and found one, but you couldn't see the 4 on the 1894, and so I guess they couldn't do anything with it. It almost looked like it was flat and completely wiped out, but boy, that would be something. Yeah. Wouldn't that be something to come across something that valuable?
There's actually a show called Diggers. These guys just go out with metal detectors and try to find old coins.
Really?
And all old metals and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I bet the shows where they're just kind of digging around for a half hour and they never find anything, those shows can kind of be a little dull.
It's like watching grass grow. I think they cut those parts out and just show the highlights of them finding something.
I'm sure they do. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a 2016 Score Jumbo football box, which has 4 hits per box. It's like a $100 box. Nice prize this week. Now, also, in the Huggins and Scott May auction. Now, what we're going to do when we bring up some of these items. Now, these are just what the bidding currently is on these items. The bidding goes till May 19th, so that can change. Next week, we'll give some final, bid prices on the items. But maybe some of the things that we bring up will be like, hey, I've got something like that. And if you do have something, or if it makes you think of something similar that you have, give us a call and see if you have maybe something that's valuable. There's probably you don't have one of these sitting around the house, but I love the picture on this card. It's a John L. Sullivan 1890 N310 Mayo cut plug card. Sharp looking card, actually. It's graded SGC 5.5. That's only at $550 right now. I don't know what those cards typically go for, but that seems kind of low. I would think there's...
That'll get some action.
Yeah, I would think there's still money to come out in that one.
See this 57 unopened 5-cent wax pack from 57 Tops.
Yeah, that's
$1,300.
That's doing really well. Wow. $1,300.
Love to open up that pack.
And I think that, yeah.
Vincent, 2 minutes with that pack and it's open.
Vincent, have the drill out.
That's right.
Trying to get into the thing.
I love opening butt packs.
There's another one. This was kind of neat. A 1960 Topps baseball cello pack where you could see the Hank Aaron 1960 card on the top of the pack.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Sure.
Now, that would be hard. I'm sure you would still open it anyway.
I would.
But just with Aaron up there, that was pretty neat. That's graded PSA 8, that pack, and that's at a grand right now. So, Vince, I would. I would. What if it goes for like 20 grand?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm opening it up.
Yeah. What was that story you were telling about? You opened a pack at the National. And the first pack was like Clemente.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, the National last year, right at Bill's place there. And I was with a buddy named Bill, and we opened up a pack of cards. And the first card was Miller Huggins. And if nobody knows, but Bill, you're related to Miller Huggins? How are you related to Miller Huggins? Is he your great-grandfather?
He was my grandfather's cousin.
Ah, very nice. So I'm opening up this pack of cards. The first card is Miller Huggins. All right, okay, wonderful, awesome. Second card, Roberto Clemente. I'm like, you know, this is too weird. Now, if this next card is Joe Morgan, there's really something going on in the very next card, Joe Morgan. So we had a Huggins and Clemente and a Morgan, and so
what
our show was
that?
Meant to be.
Really?
Our show was meant to be.
Think about that. That really is
pretty
amazing.
It was amazing. Yep, it was.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Adam just tweeted he's a listener, and he's going to talk to his mom about bringing that coin in, Bill. Oh, my gosh.
Very nice.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully, it's legit. Pete sent me a picture here on Twitter. Now, this, I would think that I haven't seen any sell, but I think this would be valuable, especially if she's elected the first female president of the United States. It's a Hillary Rodham Clinton. She spelled the whole thing out. Single sign baseball. Have you seen one of those sell, Bill, or has anybody had one of those? I haven't seen one. I know.
I haven't.
I think she's a baseball fan, actually, but if she's the first female president, I remember when Barack Obama first was elected, you know, being the first African American president. I think the first ball of his that I ever saw sold for over $2,000.
Wow, nice.
So I wouldn't be surprised, especially if she hasn't signed a ton. That could maybe be in that price range. I wouldn't sell it until the election's over, until you find out for sure. If nothing else, even if she's running for president, you know, that's always going to have value to it. So
wonderful political race coming up, Trump against Clinton. Yeah,
this is the honest.
I have no comment to that.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say on that.
Yeah, it's best not to.
That's right.
No matter which side you're on, you're going to just really irritate a bunch of other people. It's best to just be like, yeah, whatever. So there's some other nice ones, but here's Pete from Lockport's on the line. What do you have there, Pete?
Hi.
Hey, Pete, what's up?
Well, I was cleaning out my garage, and I found a Topps 1994 Congratulations, You've Won card. It has a whole bunch of pictures of baseball players, and they're supposed to send it in, and you could win something, but I didn't send it in.
But it's too late, eh, Pete?
Oh, yeah, it's too late for sending it in, but it's still an interesting card. I was wondering if
is there a picture of anybody on it, or it's just a congratulations card?
Oh, it's a picture, but you can't tell who they are. It's a picture of 22 players.
Okay.
They're small.
Yeah.
It's an AB. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of these things.
Yeah.
Obviously, 94 is a long time ago.
Yeah, that's not going to get the cash register sound. I know that one, Bill. You think there's any value at all to that baby?
Oh, I don't know if there's a whole lot, really.
Sorry, Pete. It's interesting. It gets you into the drawing, but... Value-wise, that one's not cutting it. So what are you going to do? They're not all million-dollar items, that's for sure. Well, there's a lot of good ones in the Huggins and Scott.com auction. That 1927 Yankees World Series press pin is at $900. That's another one you wouldn't be surprised if that gets some more bidding. So if you have any press pins or you know any of your relatives that have any press pins, some of those could go for some really good money. Are there any that really stand out, Bill, as like these ones are like big time on those World Series press pins?
Well, once you get back into the teens, really, early 20s and teens, where they were much more ornate, much more elaborate pins, those, and hence also much older, those are the ones that get into the multi thousands of dollars. A lot of the ones, once you get into the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, there, some of them can be several hundred. There's a few $1,000 ones, but they made a lot more of them as time went on because there was much more press coverage of the event, you know, so.
Yeah, neat pins though. That 27 Yankee pin, look, it looks like it's in really good shape. Really nice pin. And then the old reliable. We finally got one. Eric found it this morning.
Nice job, Eric.
We got the Three Stooges cards going. I tweeted a picture of these, and somebody goes, "What? No Shemp?" Okay, it's Mo, Larry, and Curly. PSA graded 1959 Fleer cards. The three cards is a lot, I think, was what the lot is. That's at $400 right now. And I also tweeted a picture of this, which this is a neat letter, actually. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If you go and look at this and read the letter, it's a letter written by Larry Fine, Larry of the Three Stooges. I think it was from 1973. I think he was in the hospital at the time. That is a $500 minimum bid that no one has bid on. But to me, that is a really neat, if you were a Stooge collector, and believe it or not, a lot of people are.
You've been waiting all week for that, haven't you? I can tell. You're like a kid in a candy store.
I was so happy when Eric said he got that. It's like, I'm just going to do sound effects the rest of the day. Well, we've got a break coming up. We've got other items to get to. The number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call. It doesn't have to be about the Stooges. It can be about anything. If you have something you think is valuable, you get in the drawing. So there you go. And hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 9 o'clock taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776 is the number. Okay, that's it. That's the last time. You can't overdo it. And we'll try to give you an estimate of what you have. If you have what you think is a valuable collectible, we're going to be mixing in some of the things in the current Huggins and Scott auction. The May auction bidding ends May 19th, so you can still bid on items. You can register with Huggins and Scott if you haven't done that yet. If you see something or hear us talking about something that's neat, like they have a 3,000 hit club collage with signatures on it, including Clemente, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, Lajoie, lots of big names on that one. The bidding on that one right now is $1,500, so we'll see where that one ends up. But check out HugginsandScott.com, and you might see something you want to bid on, or like I say, you might see something there, and you're like, hey, I think we've got one of those up in the attic, or I know Fred's got one, whatever, and check it out. Let's see, waiting on the line now, we've got Chris from Bucktown. What's new, Chris? What do you have?
Hi, guys. First of all, I love your show.
Thank you.
Almost got in trouble, though, because my girlfriend wanted to know where I went every Sunday from 8 to 9. So I had to tell her I was driving around and listening to your show. So
it's like that commercial where it's like Hank from State Farm, and come on, your voice is hideous.
Exactly.
So she believes you now, huh?
Yeah, she was like, I was so worried.
All right, very good.
I have a game used ball from the 96 finals signed by Jordan and Pippen.
Ooh, wow. Now, how'd you come across a game ball from that? Did you know somebody? Did you work for them?
Well, so
Or you're not allowed to say this either, Chris.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't, but I'll be honest.
Okay.
I think it was Drew Hill was doing the halftime show, and so it's a two-part story. My brother was talking to him and kind of came across their ID badge and he went down the tunnel, and everyone was very nice. He got the ball. But then I was at the Western Open that Michael Jordan used to always do the pro-am.
Uh-huh.
And one year he had Pippen in his foursome. So I just basically followed him all day. I have pictures of them signing it. And
nice. Now, Bill Huggins, I know you'd want that in a Huggins and Scott auction, but is there any way, any proof, or you'd be able to prove that it is a game-used ball from the finals?
Gosh, I don't know, Chris.
100%. I have a picture of my brother holding it, so, like, in the tunnel.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if that's
it's just a matter of the, you know, the paper trail and the photo matching and all that type of stuff. I mean, sometimes it's the duck theory. If it looks like a duck and cracks like a duck and walks, it's a duck.
Yeah, that case you can throw out all the details and say, you know, this from what we can tell, it looks like it's a game-used ball from the finals, and kind of let the bidders decide because it's not like they have now in MLB where they have the MLB hologram where you're 100% sure. Yeah, that's kind of there's always going to be a bit of a question there, but that would be a good auction item for you. If nothing else, just Jordan and Pippen signed basketball is good, right, Bill? You'd want that just on its own.
100%. Yeah, that's a great item. And, if, you know, like I said, the provenance behind where Chris got it and everything will lead into telling the story. And like you said, it's just a matter of who believes the story. I mean, how would you have made up something like that?
Now, Chris, do you have any other items that you can tell us the story on that you've come across anything?
Legitimately,
yeah. Yeah, right. That's about it?
I have a few. Actually, I was going to call, and it's Mr. Huggins, right?
Bill Huggins, yes.
I have probably over 1,000 items throughout my apartment, and so I was wondering if I could maybe shoot you an email if you wanted to come over and take a look at them. I'm a big collector. I've got everything from Arnold Palmer to Tiger Woods to Michael Jordan.
Now, these are all autographs or game-used items or what type stuff?
Mostly autographs.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a good group, so you can call Huggins and Scott during the week at 301-608-0355. And, Bill Huggins, you're usually there during the week, aren't you?
I'd be happy to revisit this with you, just when if you get a chance to call.
Very good. Thanks.
Great.
Thanks for the call, Chris, and thanks for listening. And, you know, if your girlfriend ever needs to call me at Triple Crown just to make sure that's what you're doing, you know, no problem.
We got you covered.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I've heard people getting in trouble because they're still sitting in the parking lot and church has started. You know, they drop the wife and kids. I'll be there in a minute, honey. And then they're like, where were you? You
know, setting my fantasy football lineup, you know.
Yeah,
come on.
Right. Marty from Naperville's on the line. What's up, Marty?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Michael Jordan and Muhammad Ali signed poster. It was a familiar promotion for Chevrolet.
Yeah, the two of them together on the poster.
Yes.
Now, do you have that one framed or is that unframed?
It's framed.
It's framed already. Okay. Bill Huggins, you've run that before, haven't you?
Gosh, I want to say we have. I don't remember when or what it went for, but it does sound familiar.
Yeah. I mean, depending on the size, how it looks and everything, I think you're looking at least 500-600 and that could do more than that. I don't think Ali is doing many more signings right now.
29.
Yeah, so it sounds like I don't know where he is, but it sounds like he's trying to do two things at once, which is good, but, you know, usually not when you're on the air. Randy from Wooddale's online. What do you have, Randy?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you every week. It's a great show.
Very
great
good. Show. Thanks, Randy.
I've got, well, to start out, I just got two items here that I wanted to talk to you about. I've got a National Football League numbered limited edition bobblehead doll, and this thing is made of a durable cold cast ceramic and hand-painted by Bobble Dobbles. They're premier bobbleheaded dolls for sports fans and collectors, best in handcrafted and hand-painted personalities.
Do you work for the company there, Randy?
Sounds like he's the owner.
He's the sales manager for Bobble Dobbles.
You're killing me. Anyways, it's a Brett Favre bobblehead doll.
Why did I know this was going to be a Packer? I just had a feeling it was going to be. Now, is that a limited edition from the early 90s? I imagine they didn't make many of them, right? How many did they make?
Yeah. I'm not sure. It says numbered limited edition.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that would depend on how it looks and how many they actually made.
Well,
but
it's perfect.
I would think that's at least $100 and maybe more than that. Wouldn't you think, Bill, you know, a cast iron type thing? And if they only made, let's say they made 25 or less or something, you know, like that type of thing, that could be hundreds then. Be interesting.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, that could be a cool item. And let's see here now, waiting on the line is Dave from Gray's Lake. What's new, Dave?
Hey, guys. I got a few things. My mother just got a hockey stick signed by several of the 2015 Stanley Cup champ Blackhawks. I do believe it has the major names on there. I was wondering how. And then I also have...
I would keep trying to get names and fill that whole team out, but just make sure you don't get anybody that wasn't on that year's team and keep filling that out. I think you're over a grand, you know, if you have,
I think it's got 13 names on it right now.
Yeah, keep going with it. It'd be fun, to do that. How did she originally get them? Does she work for the team?
It was a raffle or something that she was awarded, so it's got proper documentation.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Now, Bill, you don't do a whole lot with hockey sticks, do you? Would that be a type of thing you'd want, or do you kind of just stay away from hockey sticks?
Well, no, it would be, if you could get the large majority of those players on that stick, that would be a great item for the auction. Championship sticks are certainly far less available than championship baseballs or footballs for some reason.
Yeah, that's true. And, yeah, that's neat.
Really neat. They're all, it's a black stick, and they're all signed in metallic Sharpie, so they're very clear. It's really wonderful.
So if you have, you know, Taves, Kane, Crawford, Duncan, Keith, Seabrook, all those guys on it.
I'm pretty sure it does. I have trouble. I need someone to look at them all, because I know someone knows the signatures better than I do. Not everyone writes their number down. Most of them have numbers.
Yeah. Sounds cool. I would think, you know, right in the $1,000 range, depending who all's on there. And like I say, if you're, you know, you want to keep getting more guys on it, do it. But just make sure you don't get guys that weren't on the team last year, and that's a good item. Now, Bill, do you have a guy that authenticates game-used hockey sticks, or is that something that you don't really have a guy on that?
No, I don't really have somebody that will authenticate game-used hockey sticks.
Yeah.
However, you know, a lot of times those things can speak for themselves, you know.
Right.
Same with game-used bats and stuff, although we do have somebody that does bats and everything. If it's got the proper markings and everything, they don't sell those sticks in retail stores like that, like, or the bats like that the players would use and everything with certain markings on them. So if somebody has them, it's that, at worst, game-issued, and if it shows use, probably game use.
Now, I know, like, with bats, they had records of the models that different players used from Louisville Slugger. I don't know that they have anything like that, like, you know, from the league or whatever. That'd be something to find out, though. It'd be good to get more info on that. I've always felt uncomfortable when somebody calls up with what they think might be a game use stick, because I don't know how to do it compared to bats.
Right. Yep.
You know, I guess if somebody's out there and is like, oh, I know, well, give us a call. You know, maybe we could use you to help on something like that. Drew from Rockford's been waiting patiently. Thank you, Drew. What do you have?
Hey, guys. Thanks.
Yeah.
I've got a team autograph, 1959. Actually, I have three team autograph White Sox baseballs, 55, 56, and then the best of the three is a 1959.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. With all the guys, Nellie Fox and, you know, all the guys. Do you
have, got,
on the
59. It's got over 30 signatures. It's got Al Lopez on the sweet spot. What's nice about it is it's a late season ball because it's got Ted Kluszewski on it.
I was just going to ask you that. That's good that he's on there. And it's a nice clean signatures, clean ball.
The ball is an official American League ball.
Uh-huh.
The signatures are sharp. They're bright. They're not faded.
Boy.
And as a caveat to that, when I first got this ball, I had a buddy who was a big card collector. And I've got over 40 of the 1960 Topps cards to match that ball. They came straight out of wax packs and right into hard cases.
Ooh, very nice. So those would be gradable. That's cool, Bill. What do you think? Now, how would you do that? Let's say he sent you all the balls and all those cards. How would you think? You'd have to lot them differently, or how would you do something like that?
Well, the 1960 Topps set was generally refers to the 1959 players because it comes
correct
out
right
without that. So those the 60 cards are probably the 59 team, which would be a great addition to the ball. As far as if you've got the 30 cards or most of the 30 cards from the 30 names that are on there, gosh, that sounds like a unbelievable little package there.
Yeah, hey,
I've got over 40 cards.
I don't know that they, in 1960, they were taken out of the pack and put in card holders because they really didn't have a whole lot of card holders back in 1960.
No. The guy that I got the cards from had 1960 Topps wax boxes. And I asked him to get me the cards. He opened the unopened packs. We opened the unopened packs, went through them, and pulled out the cards. And this is back in the late 90s, and put them in hard cases.
Oh, my gosh.
They were still in the wax packs when I bought them.
Wow. Was this guy's name Vince that was opening these? Vince Clementi opening these 60 times? Oh, can you imagine what those unopened boxes would be going for now? But that would make a great display. We have a break coming up here now, so we're going to have to get off. But that's a great item. Would be a great Huggins and Scott auction item. And give Bill a call, 301-608-0355 during the week, or you could stop by that and I could send it in for you at Triple Crown in Naperville. I'd love to see it myself, too. Actually, great item. Now, hang in there. It's time for a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
So I'm taking my time on my ride.
Who's that?
Song. That I recorded that yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. You can give us a call. We're giving away a box of 2016 Score Jumbo Football to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item that we use on the show, and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing, and ERC Delivery will deliver free of charge the prize to the winner. All when Vince announces the winner at the end of the show, you just have to email Vince at ERC Delivery, and he'll set it up for you. So 312-332-3776 is the number. Now, the Huggins and Scott May auction bidding is going on right now. Bidding ends May 19th. A lot of neat items going on there. There's some 1952 Topps cards. Bill, I looked this up. You have an Andy Pafko card number one, which is a tough high grade because it being the number one card on the sheet. 1,037 of those have been graded. I think they've only got 4/8 and then 3 with a qualifier. None higher. On the black back, there's another, I think, 500 or 600 of those are graded, and they got 110 of those. Can you imagine what that 10 would go for, Bill?
Amazing.
A PAFCO 10? Oh, my gosh. But the Willie, now there's a PAFCO in there in the Huggins and Scott auction. That's a PSA 5. That's at $600, and that's with a black back. So I think there's less of those probably that were produced. There's a 52 Topps Mickey Mantle number 311 PSA 5 miscut. There's been 1,345 Mantles graded with 32 eights, two 8.5s, six nines, and three 10s. This is by PSA. So it's hard to get high grades on these. The card to me that really seems undervalued is the 1952 Topps Willie Mays number 261. This one's a PSA 4. It's at the Mantle's at $15,750. The PSA 4 Mays is only at $1,500. And when you look at grading, it's not like they've graded a ton. 1,654 graded, 55 eights, 9 nines, and 110. Do you agree with me, Bill, that you think that Willie Mays card might be kind of undervalued in relation to what some, like especially the Mantle, goes for?
Well, yes, but the key factor that is Mantle's part of the high numbers here.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You know, far, far less of those made comparatively to the semi-highs, which is where Mays is, and the others from the other series from those years. So, I mean, even though the Mantle is reportedly double-printed in that set, it's still Mickey Mantle. And, you know, that card is just iconic and always will be throughout every history. You know?
And it was the high series that ended up going on the barge and getting dumped into the ocean, wasn't it?
Yes. Vince would rescue him, they said, you know.
I'll send a crew out now, Bill. You know,
we gotta figure out the time machine. And remember, we're also gonna pick up Tip Top bread while we're in 1952. Yes. You've got those Tip Top labels there's a Yogi Berra by itself is $500 for the label. So, well, we got a lot of callers waiting. So enough of the Tip Top, and let's get to Brett from Itasca. Thanks for waiting, Brett. What do you have?
Good morning, Tom. I called a couple weeks ago. I'm looking to sell a Bart Starr signed football, and I sent you some photos, and you thought you might be able to.
Was that the one? Was that the one? It was a '60s ball where it was the Pete Rozelle ball. Yeah, Bill, you were interested in auctioning that one, weren't you? The one it's a real bold Bart Starr signature on a Pete Rozelle football.
Yes, absolutely. Be happy to revisit what it would take to get that in our next auction with you. Just give me a call one day during the week at the store, and I can put you in touch with our shipping manager, or you can bring it in to Tom at P-Crown. Either one will get it to us.
Yeah, very good.
Okay,
that's definitely that was a neat ball. We talked about that ball on the show where it's better on those vintage footballs. I just, like Bill had said, just the vintage footballs can sell for $500 or $600 unsigned.
Yep,
so, yeah,
yep.
That was really neat. And this signature by Star was beautiful on that one. Okay, Steve from the North Side's been waiting. Thanks for waiting, Steve. What do you have?
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, I got two items. I have the Chicago Bulls official yearbook, 95-96. I believe this is the year before they won 73 games.
Okay, that's cool. I think a lot of people saved it. You don't have any signatures on it or on the cover?
No, but it's signatures by the players, but they like pre-printed.
Oh, yeah. I think personally I'd hang on to that, and let's say you hear Jordan's going to be somewhere. That'd be a neat item to get signed, don't you guys think? A yearbook?
They're selling on eBay for about $10 to $15.
Yeah, they don't sell for it
now.
Ton.
So get
might as well try
to
get that team to sign it. You know, it'd be something fun to do, and it would look great if you could get the key guys at least to sign that one. Then you'd have some real value to it. Okay, let's see who's waiting the longest here. It looks like Casey from Evanston has been on the line. What's up, Casey? What do you have?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have two framed pictures signed by Gordie Howe and Steve Yzerman. It's a picture of one of them's a picture of them in the locker room, and the other one's them on the bench.
Two of the all-time Detroit Red Wings. I think that would definitely be a hot item in Detroit, without a doubt. We had a customer who grew up in Detroit in yesterday that Bill, he said he's got like 200 signed baseballs, 200 different wow. signed baseballs. But, yeah, Gordie Howe and Yzerman, the two of them together on one, what do you think, 100, 150 on that maybe?
I'd say at least that, yeah. Sure, that's a great item. I don't know that when the two of them ever got together to maybe if they ever did a signing together.
Yeah, so would you want to auction that, do you think, Bill? And would you want to try that in the Huggins and Scott auction?
Well, I'd want my guys to do the research, like I said, to see if they're, you know, if it's one of those ones where it's a very few of them out there, yes, if somewhere along the lines those guys did a 500, 800, 2,000 piece signing, it may need to get a little older.
Yeah, then not so much. I got a nice tweet from Scott here, speaking of Detroit. T-Crown Tom has a set of three Detroit Olympia Stadium seats, number 20, 21's number is missing, and 22, and they're connected. Looks like you can sit on them. Now, that's a big item, Bill, that would obviously be a lot of shipping charge, but is that something you would like to auction, Olympia Stadium from Detroit, three seats?
Well, gosh, three-seat things, you're right, are very large, and they have the three-seat things have a very limited audience. We do much better with single seats. I think they take up less space in somebody's sports room or something than a big three-seat thing would. But I mean, yes, it would have value. It's probably something based on the shipping weight of it and all that stuff that may be better off sold locally through T-Crown or something.
Yeah, you know? I would think that. I don't know that I want Detroit seats in T-Crown, Bill. But I think if he goes and finds a big, you know, in a big hockey area in Detroit, I think they would love that in there. Or if they're not connected, it sure looks like from the picture, if they're not connected, maybe you could do one seat at a time. But it looks like they are, and I would think that would be a great item. Now, like, I'd like to have Blackhawk, you know, the old Chicago Stadium seats in a T-Crown or something, if people could sit on those. Not to, I don't want Detroit. Can't do it. I just can't do it. Next on the line, we have Jeff's on the road, so we better get Jeff before he gets pulled over here. Jeff, what do you have?
I have a football signed by the 1977 Notre Dame National Championship team.
Ooh, that's a good one. So that's Joe Montana's on that one, right?
Yes, sir. The entire team is on it.
Ooh, who was the coach that year? Who was the coach?
Parsegian, I think.
Was that still him then? That would be
It might be Leahy. I'm not sure.
No, it wouldn't have been Leahy.
That was before him.
Yeah. What do you think, Bill? A 77 Notre Dame championship team signed football with Joe Montana on it.
I got to figure it's 1,000 plus. You know, I mean, that's. If you've got all the key names on there, that's if they're all clear and readable, and depending on what type of ball it's on.
Yeah, is there air in the ball and the signatures are bold, or is it faded and out of air?
The ball has air in it. The signatures, some are faded, but Montana is very visible. They're not faded where you can't read them, but they're just not as bold as some of the others.
Okay.
It's on a Notre Dame ball.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, that's definitely worth
it. That may have been... I think Dan
Devine. Dan Devine, yep.
Dan Devine, that's it.
Dan Devine, that's right. Yep,
okay,
thank you.
Yeah. He ended up being a Packers coach then after that.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a neat Huggins and Scott auction item that they're next. They've got the May auction is running now. Bidding ends May 19th. The next auction you'd be able to get into would be the August auction, which that's one of your bigger ones, right, Bill? Because you set up at the National and have a lot of stuff on display there for your August auction.
Yeah, that football would look nice in our showcases at the National. Absolutely.
Yes, it would. In the current auction, there's a University of Texas 1970 signed football, and that had like 70 signatures on it, including the coach Daryl Royal. So that's in the May Huggins and Scott auction. You can bid on that one right now. The last I looked, that was only at like $250, so that's got a lot of room to go, I would think. That had lost a little air, but most of the signatures were pretty good. It was it had a white panel and brown the rest of the football on that one. Interesting.
Yeah, I'll tell you, a lot of the stuff there in our auction, it's come that way to be in the last, three or four years. The first week or so of our auction is sort of a prelude to the last 2 days. I mean, if you look at the results we've had in the last 8 to 10 to 12 auctions. The last 2 days is when everything really explodes, and that's I'm sure Vince has seen all that, and you guys have in the last 8 or 10 auctions. It's
absolutely
hard to gauge where things are right now from where they're going to end up.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes you're just totally stunned. Sometimes people are a little bit nervous or something because things are certainly at a certain number now, and then at the end they blow up, and a lot of times I'll get calls or emails from people, why come there's no bidding, how come there's no bidding, and then at the end they're like, gosh, okay.
Yeah, you really can't, if you have something on consignment, you really can't even worry about it early. We only have a little time left, and we still have some callers. Let's get quickly to as many as we can. Omar in Chicago, what do you have, Omar?
Good morning, guys. A couple questions. So I was a big autograph seeker, about 1990s. I have a binder full of baseball cards signed by, like, Sandberg, Grace, Dawson. I wanted to see if those have any value. My other question was, at the same time, I used to mail in cards, like the Chicago Bulls and the Spurs. So I had, like, autographs from Jordan Beck via mail and David Robinson. Do those have any value?
I would think sending those all together to Huggins and Scott, they'd get them authenticated and probably break them up into lots by sport. You got some big names there. You do those quite often, Bill, where it's groups of signed cards. Those do well now.
Oh, they do. And like I said, it would be something where I would need to get the whole group of them from you so I have sort of all the pieces to the puzzle before we start to put the puzzle together.
Yeah, very good. We're going to have to do the drawing now.
All right, this week's winner is Chris from Bucktown. So, Chris, email me your address, vince@arcdelivery.com. I get back to you and deliver this week's prize right to your door free of charge.
And you have to email Vince by Thursday in order to get it. Otherwise, it'll go into next week's prize package. Don't forget now, HugginsandScott.com. Bidding ends May 19th. Check it out. You can still register with them up until the final day of the auction if you see something you'll just got to have in the Huggins and Scott auction. And I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. Vince is at ERC Delivery On Demand. And Erica Strowski, thanks again. Have a great week, everybody.